Good. Okay. I'm going to try and keep it cute. All right. Okay. So here we go. I'm facing the camera. This is a big deal. And I'm just going to let it rip. Okay, everybody. Welcome to the Walkthrough Podcast. My name is Leanne, and this is the first ever podcast ever that I've ever done. I have done YouTube videos, and they are there on YouTube. Disclaimer is I did the editing and the lighting, and I'm just saying I was a beginner. I am a beginner. So go and watch them at your own risk. But anyways, what is the whole point? I have my little iPad here because, hey, what I've realized about myself is I'm very concerned with controlling every little bit of what I'm doing. So why did it take me so long to start this podcast? Because I've been thinking about it for a year. I've been seeing other people starting podcasts and I'm like, this looks like it's the thing now, you know, like the YouTube videos was one thing. I guess a podcast can also be a YouTube video. But the difference is it's like a flow, you know what I mean? But for someone like me who really wants it to be perfect, I get stuck in the paralysis of analysis all the time. So I've always thought about doing it, but because I want to edit every last bit of how I'm doing the podcast or the video, it just kept getting put off, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm trying to loosen up when it comes to, it doesn't have to be perfect. Thus the notes, and thus the lack of editing. There'll be editing, but it will be different. You know what I mean? Okay, so it is the very first episode of this podcast, and I did want to set the stage for what you can expect, okay? So what to expect is more or less in the name. It's called the Walkthrough Podcast. So what are we walking through? Well, what I want to walk through is I want to walk through characters in the Bible, stories in the Bible that we can find parallels in our own lives with. I also want to have men and women on the show and walk through their life. Okay, look, how did you find God? Or if you're looking for God, or where are you at in your relationship with God? The whole kind of inspiration for the podcast comes from Acts 8. And so I did think I would read it for you because, I mean, I might as well, you know, I won't paraphrase. I'll just read it since we are walking through. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? Okay. Acts 8, and we are going to look at verse 26 all the way to 31. Okay, so it says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candake, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, 'Go to that chariot and stay near it.' Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. 'Do you understand what you're reading?' Philip asked. 'How can I?' he said, 'unless someone explains it to me.' So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him." So, real quick walkthrough, okay? Here you have Philip, not Philip the apostle, Philip the deacon. So there were seven deacons, long story short. The one that most people know about is Stephen. He got stoned. I don't know how to finish that sentence. Anyways, so he got stoned. Again. Okay, we're moving on. We're not talking about Stephen. We're talking about Philip. Okay, so Philip, right? Here's Philip. An angel comes up to him and he's like, "Hey, go down the desert road on your way from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he's south of Jerusalem at this point. And he's like, "Yeah, of course, I'm going to go down the road because it's an angel." You know what I mean? Like, who among us would be like, "No, I don't think so. It's an angel." Was he in his, you know, final form? I don't know. Was he like a regular man? You know, I don't know. But when an angel tells you to do something, I feel like you probably would do it. Anyways, so he goes down the road. All of a sudden, he has no idea why he's going down the road. He goes down the road. He sees this chariot. In this chariot is this Ethiopian guy. We know it's the Ethiopian eunuch. He's starting to walk, and the Spirit tells him, "Go up to that chariot." So he's like, fair enough. He runs up to the chariot. all of a sudden he starts hearing the Ethiopian eunuch reading from the book of Isaiah. And the specific part of Isaiah that he's reading about is the prophecy about Jesus. So it's like, okay, right? So Philip's like, hey, do you understand what you're reading? The eunuch is like, how am I supposed to understand if I don't have anybody to explain it to me? So Philip says, okay, move over. I'm getting into the chariot and we're going to have a nice little discussion. I'm going to tell you all about who you're reading about. And I'm going to tell you what it means to you. So he does that. The scripture goes on. They find some water in the middle of the desert, you know, and he's like, baptize me. He's like, absolutely. So they get out of the chariot. Philip baptizes the Ethiopian. The Ethiopian eunuch turns around. He's like, that was incredible. Because Philip is gone. And he's like, can you imagine? Well, where did he go, though? And nobody asks this question. I always think about that. I don't want to go on a tangent, but I'm just saying, can you imagine? You get baptized, you turn around to give the person a hug, and they have gone. Like, where did you go? We're in the desert. How fast are you? Like, what happened? So, of course, I mean, the Bible says the angel took him away. What does that look like? I have no idea. I just think it's comical. Anyways, he's happy anyway. He's like, well, whatever. Thanks anyways. And he's on his way back home. Rejoicing is what the Bible says. Where's Philip? Screaming somewhere in the clouds? I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't tell you. Anyways, the whole point of me sharing that with you is walking through the Bible. I feel like, you know, so many people find the Bible intimidating. You know, maybe you've been a Christian for a long time. Maybe you're trying to figure out your Christianity. Maybe you're struggling in your Christianity. Maybe you don't know anything about God and you're like, I need somewhere to start. But this thing looks absolutely crazy because why is it so big? And there's a book in there saying Numbers. And what are we talking about? Who and the other one? And this person begot this. You're tired already. And you need someone to walk through the Bible with you. And that's the whole point of this podcast is let's walk through the Bible, but also listen to other people's stories and walk through their stories. And what can we take from what people are telling us that we can find parallels in our lives that can inspire us to get closer to God, right? That's the whole point. I'm hitting the microphone with my chin. Hopefully it doesn't ruin the sound. Again, we're not concerned about perfection. We're just concerned about being real. So anyways, a little bit about me, because you may be saying, okay, fair enough. That sounds really great. But who are you? Yeah, I know. Who? Okay, so I was born and raised in Canada, so I'm Canadian. I grew up in Ontario, so sixth generation Canadian. Although, I'm currently American, so I'm Canadian and American. I just got my citizenship. That's a side note. But anyways, I was born and raised in Canada, in Ontario. Before you ask, Ontario is a province, and it's like the equivalent, if you are an American viewing this, it's like a state. So a province is like a state. I grew up in Ottawa. Ottawa is the nation's capital. It's like your Washington, D.C. The difference is Ottawa is, I like to think of it like it is a small town that has been forced to be a big city because that's where the parliament is and that's where the prime minister is. And so we're kind of small town people, but we've kind of gotten dragged into having to be a city because this is where the prime minister is, if that makes any sense at all. Anyway. Long story short, so I grew up in Canada, went to school there, everything like that. I was born Catholic, so I got baptized as a baby, got the first confirmation, communion, did all the Catholic things is what I did. My mom was from Trinidad, so I was raised with my mom and my older sister, and I'm giving you a lot of details. I don't have a lot of time. I got to speed it up, so... Anyways, when I was about 16, I kind of, you know, you just kind of want to do your own thing. I don't know. I was kind of like, well, I mean, it's been fun being Catholic, but I have things I want to do. I want to experience. I want to live. I want to live. Can't you let me live? Right? Anyway, so I go off. I do stuff. I'm in high school. I graduate high school. During that time, I was in track. So I was a jumper. So I did high jump, long jump, and triple jump, and the 200 meter. And I was able to get a scholarship to go to a university in the States. And so I ended up going to Chicago. Long story short-ish, I went to Chicago because of a boy. Because I was 18, guys. What do you want? I was 18, okay? I wasn't saying that I was, my thinking skills were top tier. Okay. So anyways, I ended up there, long story short again. My scholarship turned out to be, okay, I had two options. There was like a little bit of a glitch in my scholarship. So they said, okay, you can do one of two things. You can go home, back to Canada, retake the SAT, and then come on back and your scholarship is good. Or you can stay here in Chicago, take some classes this semester, and get like a transcript going, and then your scholarship will go through. And I'm like, why, oh, why would I pay for something I can get for free? I'm going home. I will take the SAT there. So I did. I came back home. I got broken up with. But you know what? It really worked out for me. But that's another story for another time. At the time, I was devastated. So got broken up with. I'm crying. I'm dramatic. I'm at my dad's house. I'm crying in the bathtub, fully clothed and being crazy. And this is when my dad sits me down. And at that time, I'd never really read the Bible, to be very honest with you. The most I think I read was like, you know, in the mass books at church, like they have little excerpts from the scriptures. That's the most I had ever read. Anyways, my dad had become a Christian. And so he sees me being crazy. I'm devastated. And he sits me down and reads James 4. And James 4 says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. And that's like you kill and covet and fight and quarrel, but you can't have what you want. And then it says, you do not have because you do not ask God. But then when you do ask God, you don't get it because you're asking with the wrong motives. And I'm sitting there, I'm shook over this scripture because I'm thinking to myself, how does this scripture know exactly the motives of my heart in that moment? Like, the reason I was so devastated about this relationship, I wanted it for all the wrong reasons. It had nothing to do with the well-being of this person. It had nothing to do with anything other than that's what I wanted. I wasn't thinking spiritually at all. But reading that scripture, I was like, wow. And having someone walk through the scripture with me, I'm like, wow, the Bible is actually, yeah, I get it because I didn't get it before, but I got it. Long story short, I've said this many times, long story short. I'll probably keep saying it, so I'm so sorry. But long story short, I studied the Bible. A bunch of women studied the Bible with me. I found out about discipleship. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you a disciple? I'm like, absolutely not. I've never seen this word in my life. And what are you even talking about? I'm like, well, here it is in the Bible. And Jesus is saying you have to be a disciple. And I'm like, fair enough. And they're like, are you a disciple? No. I thought we went over this. Anyway, so found out, not a disciple. I want to be a disciple. Okay, what does that look like? Okay, X, Y, Z, right? I end up getting baptized. And thus begin a journey of Bible study for me where I feel like, man, the Bible is so cool. And I never would have thought that it was, but it took people walking me through the scriptures and bringing them to life. And so for me now, I love, that's like one of my favorite things to do is sit down and study the Bible with people and bring the scriptures to life. And so that's kind of the thing. I don't know. That's the whole premise. This is the, you know, I figured, okay, for the first episode, let me just give you a little bit of a kind of a, this is me, this is my story, more or less. You know, condensed version, but also just to kind of give you an idea of what I'm, what I would love to see happen with this podcast. So the next episode, I'm really excited because it's a long story. I'll share it when we go to the next episode because I don't want to give it away. But the way that this happened, because again, I've been thinking about doing this for a while. And the way it happened was like, it's now or never. This is a moment God was like, okay, it's now. Here we are. You know, and I'm sitting with this person, and I'm like, okay, here we are. And so I'm really excited for you to meet my first guest. So hopefully you will come back and watch the next episode. But that's it. The only other thing I guess I could say is, you know, if you want to reach out, I really want this to be open dialogue podcast. So feel free to reach out, comment, give me input. Honestly, again, this is I've never done this before. You know, so you go get what you're going to get. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. And so whatever advice, any input, if you've done this before, I'm all ears. I want to hear it. You can reach me on social media. So I'm starting out. I have a Facebook page. I know. I understand. Facebook. Yes. Okay. I know Instagram is the thing. I'm learning. So I do have an Instagram as well. But I also have a Facebook, okay, for those of us who are a little older, Okay, because I know older people tend to be on Facebook. I get it. Instagram is for the youths. I understand. Okay, I've still yet to really learn Instagram. I'm trying. And then obviously YouTube. But I'm going to do my best to keep up with the comments, etc. Disclaimer, though. I feel like it's important for us to have disclaimers. If we're going to have a healthy back and forth here, you know, healthy kind of communication, which is what I want. This is a Christian podcast. So Christian values, you know what I mean? Yeah. So disclaimer, I am all ears for advice, for input, for constructive criticism, for respectful dialogue, if you will. But I want to emphasize respectful. So I will not tolerate hate speech, hateful speech towards myself or towards my guests. I get that we all process our lives and our situations in different ways. So I know it's not personal. Like, people are going to hate you. You're going to get criticism. There's going to be haters. It's going to happen. So I'm not completely, you know, ignorant to the fact that regardless of what I say, somebody's going to come on and say something. I get it. I know you're going through something. Fair enough. But all I'm saying is you may not get a response. You know what I mean? So let's try to keep it cute, if you will. Let's not try to, you know, take out our issues on people we don't know. I want to do the same, and I expect the same from y'all's, if we're going to have an incredible dialogue and back and forth. And that's really what I want. I don't want this to be like a narrow-minded podcast where I only have people on the show that see things the way that I do or have experiences the way that I do. You know what I mean? I really want it to be something that is inclusive. Now, the Bible says what it says. And again, it is a Christian podcast. So I do have beliefs that align with the Bible. But I do think that there's something to be said for Jesus's example. Like, what does the Bible say about Jesus? He hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes. Okay. So Jesus was not afraid to associate with people of all different lifestyles. And the point was not to be, he's intimidated by people, or he's like, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. He had a love for all people. He had his own convictions and he had his message, but he had a love for all people. And that's really what I want to imitate here. So with that being said, I think that this episode has come to a close. The last thing I will say is, yeah, I don't want people to be turned off by Christianity, like real Christian. I'm not talking about I call myself a Christian, but, you know, my actions show otherwise. And again, I'm not saying everybody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But what I'm saying is we can't call ourselves Christians. And then you have Jesus's example where he's willing to get with anybody just so that by chance someone can get to know God. And that's kind of what I would love to experiment with here is that, yes, I want to have Christian guests on my podcast, but I want to have all guests on my podcast, as long as people are willing to be obviously respectful, okay? So I've said it already. I'm not going to go in circles anymore, but that's it. So if you're watching, I hope you are as excited as I am to take this journey together. I am going to do my best to walk you through different parts of the Bible and different stories. Let me be your Filipina. No. Wait. No. You know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. Not too much. Just, hey. Okay. Anyway, moving swiftly along. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, thanks for tuning into this episode. And I'm really excited. I feel like this is cool. We can do this. At first I was like, I don't know if I could do this because I can't edit out my mistakes. But we're not editing out mistakes, guys. We're just going to do what we do. And we're going to do it together. And it's going to be fine. Okay, I've said what I said. I'll see you next episode. Thanks for I'm not going to edit that out because look, here we are and you are in this and you're watching. And so we have to suffer together. I'll see you next time. All right. That's episode one. Oh my gosh.